A young scholar of the law stood up and asked Jesus, "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, not the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He knew his destination. He knew what is the goal in life. In other words, he knew the law very well. He was a scholar of the law. Eternal life is the final destination. He knew about it. He wanted to test Jesus, asking, "What must I do?" And Jesus simply goes on to answer, says, "Just follow the law." Very simple, right? "Just follow the law and you will live," he said. "You will live for eternal life." What is the law? And then he says, the law is the most supreme law. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, with all your might. And love your neighbor as yourself. That is the most supreme law the Lord has given. Very simple, right? Just follow the law and you will live. Yes, the law is given to us. We know the law. Just like the young scholar, he knew the law. But it is one thing to know the law and to practice it. That's the difficulty that even we encounter in our life. We know the law. Most people do. But to practice it, that calls for commitment, challenge to live the law in our daily lives. He knew the law. So, love of God, love of neighbor. That's all. So, in order to test Jesus again, the scholar of the law asked, "Who is my neighbor?" Okay. That is a great question. Who is our neighbor? Is it the one sitting next to us in the pews? Is he or she our neighbor? Perhaps, right? It may be your spouse sitting next to you. Your husband or your wife or your son, your daughter, your brother. Is he your neighbor? Yeah, that's a difficult question, right? It's hard to laugh. Even the one sitting next to you. Okay. Not always. Is the one who is living next door in your neighborhood, is he your neighbor? Or is that person alone your neighbor and no one else? Jesus answers the question of the young man with the parable of the Good Samaritan. What a great parable. We have heard this over and over and over, again and again. Great parable. Why did Jesus use the example of a Samaritan in the parable? To explain to this young man, who is your neighbor? We should know the background. During Jesus' time, the Samaritans and Jews were enmiting at each other. They were not friendly. Average Jews considered every Samaritan as an outsider. They were not included in their neighborhood, in their circle of neighborhood. They were excluded because Samaritans remarried outside the society, and some of them were half Jews and half Gentiles, and they were not strictly following the Jewish laws and traditions, and therefore they were excluded. They were considered as outcasts. So average Jew had nothing to do with the Samaritans. That's exactly the reason why Jesus brings in a Samaritan in this parable and says, look at this incident. A Jew was wounded on the way, attacked by robbers and left there alone. And a Levite passed by, he did not care. A priest of the temple passed by, he did not care either. And then comes a Samaritan traveler And he sees the wounded man, he stops. He goes down and takes him, binds up his wounds, takes him into an inn and treats him and pays for the treatment. In other words, he showed compassion, mercy toward that wounded man, regardless of who he was. He didn't care whether he was a Jew or not. He just took care of him. He showed compassion. And then Jesus said, he asked the young man, who is the neighbor now? And the young man says, the one who showed compassion. And Jesus' reply was, go and do likewise. Who is our neighbor? The answer of Jesus is, it is anyone and everyone whom we encounter in our life. Regardless of where we come from, who we are, regardless of our language, culture, race, or whatever it is, we all are called to be a neighbor to one another. Neighborly love. Yes, this calls for a lot of challenge today. Jesus, through this parable of the Good Samaritan, teaches us that he came to break down the borders of suspicion, division, prejudice, discrimination, and to bring together all people of God into one human neighborhood in which we all live together in love, peace, harmony, and unity. Yeah, we have, that is the wish of God, the wish of Jesus. He prayed in his high priestly prayer in John's Gospel, we read, Father, I pray that they may all be one, just as we are one. That is the desire of Jesus for the whole humanity, that we all live in love and unity. Today's society needs to reflect on this. We have been living like that. For some reason, some evil elements are taking it away from us and destroying it. Our unity, our peace, our love for one another. Look at our own great world in this great nation of the United States of America, where people live from all walks of life, from all over the world. We live here together in unity, love, and peace. Yet there are some evil elements here and there who destroy this unity and peace. That is so sad to notice. I grew up admiring national leaders and international leaders for their great commitment to nonviolence, to living the gospel values in their principles, in their goals in life. Mahatma Gandhi, the leader of India for freedom, I admired him for his principle of nonviolence. He led the whole nation to freedom through a path of nonviolence and peace. And he won freedom for the people of India by not advocating force, not taking up arms, through nonviolent means. You know, Gandhi was not a Christian. He was a Hindu. But he loved Christian Bible. He used to read the Holy Scripture from cover to cover. He knew it more than we do. So much so that he was able to quote from the Scriptures in his writings. In one of his writings, The Works of Love, Gandhi mentions this part. He says, if all the people in the world were to follow the Old Testament law of an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth, then today the whole world would be filled with blind and toothless people. That's true, right? Just come think of it. There's something in what he said. If we all go on fighting with each other, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, yeah, we all will be walking around blind and toothless. That's not what we are called to be. Gandhi said we can do better. He loved Jesus' gospel values, especially the Beatitudes, in Matthew's Gospel chapter 5. That's what he was always quoting. Love one another. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And he followed it literally. Martin Luther King Jr. of the United States of America, I admired him when I was growing up. He followed exactly the gospel values of Jesus in his cause for fighting for freedom here in this great land. And you all know it. He wrote, "We have to meet violence with non-violence," he said. "That's the only path to freedom, to liberty, to peace." And he did it through a non-violent means. But all these leaders had to pay a great price for doing that. They were courageous, they lived the gospel values in their lives, and won the cause for which they were fighting for. But they had to pay a great price for that with their own life. But they weren't afraid to do that. They stood up for values of the kingdom of God. Fought for liberty, peace, freedom, justice. Brothers and sisters, our society needs this once again, more than ever before. Let's not accept defeat like that. With all the evil forces trying to destroy the peace, unity, and oneness of our great nation and that of the whole world, we need to be an example. And we are the example to the whole world for unity and peace. I know, from India, I used to look up to United States of America as a great model, a leader, an example to follow. And we still are. We haven't lost it. Let us not get disappointed with what is going on in the world today, in our society today. It is very sad. We need to mourn for this, for the unfortunate things that are happening. But that should not discourage us to continue our work to promote peace, justice, unity, and love in our society. As Catholic Christians, you and I, we can make a difference. And to promote these values of the kingdom of God taught by Jesus Christ in the gospel. Who is our neighbor? Everyone. Everyone who is sitting here with us. All of us in the community where we will encounter them in our daily life. Everyone in our great nation. They are all our neighbors. Let us learn to unite everyone together. Let's share that love of Jesus with one another. Through what we do, through what we stand for, especially defending the values of the kingdom of God and promoting peace, justice, and unity for all. Amen.